Hey, Tia Ninja. We decided in Milk Dogs Pod that TQ is the godfather and we've got uncles and whatever, but you're Tia Ninja. And welcome, Rob. I'm going to get the Instagram live going too. We'll see how that goes. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic, also known as Shauna. I had done a bunch of things, and I don't have my theme music made by my amazing friend, Crazy motherfucker, but I will get that back soon. So, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. You are going to hear three loud gongs while I do the singing bowl to cleanse our energy and space. If you are on the Instagram, hi me. Thank you for joining and work with me because we've got our little energy healer sitting in my lap as well. Three loud sounds. If you are watching on the Instagram, I am going to be burning a little sage to help cleanse our space as well. And for those who are on Podbean, everything is energy. So even though you don't see it or smell it, your space is being cleansed by the healing energy of the white sage that I am burning at this moment. So today, everybody, is Friday the 13th. And there's a lot of people out there who will tell you Friday the 13th is bad luck, it's bad news, there's only bad energy on today's, on Friday the 13th. Remember that what you give your focus and awareness to, it will grow. So if you focus and you truly believe that Friday the 13th will bring you bad luck and bad energy and negative vibes, then that's what's going to happen. Let's clear the air a little bit. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, I put on a post because I did a little research in addition to my just instinctual awareness, my just knowingness that Friday the 13th is not a bad thing, that it's not a negative thing. I posted a little something on there, excuse my words, my brain's everywhere, on and described a little bit about Friday the 13th. And I always encourage you to do your own research and look into things. There's some posts from other individuals that give you a little bit of inspiration and motivation. But let's shift our perspective and shift how we look at Friday the 13th, okay? For one, it's the only Friday the 13th of 2022, so today is a special day regardless if you want to look at it as bad or good. So if you want to see it as bad, at least there's only one this year, right? I'm not on Podbean, I apologize, and thank you everybody for joining me. Before the patriarchal energy of our earth, and this is thousands of years ago, Friday the 13th was the day of the goddess, a day to worship the divine feminine that exists within us all, because we are light, dark. We are all good and bad. We are all male and female energy, divine masculine, divine feminine. Okay. So it was a day to honor that energy that exists within us all. It is the day of Venus. Friday is the epitome of female energy. It reminds us to look at the past week and then rest and play and enjoy the next couple days as well, right? The day of the goddess is a beautiful day to honor the cycles of creation, of birth, death, and rebirth. It represents the 13 moon cycles in a year. It also represents a female's 13-day cycle, renewal. And also, for the last little fun fact, the deck of tarot cards has the number 13 is death. And now, if any of you have ever had a reading and ever had the death card pulled, and had somebody explain to you, you will know that the death card is not a bad thing. Yes, it could mean an ending to a situation. It could be an ending to a connection with someone. However, with death, life is a cycle. There's always rebirth. It always shifts and renews. It always makes room for other things to take up that space that that once had. So even if you are letting go of something that you have treasured before, know that something even better can come. Don't think or don't tell yourself the worst possible story that could happen. You don't want to manifest that situation for yourself. Okay? So, I'm going to just pull a card. I already pulled the card of the day on the Instagram and Facebook, which was generosity. But I'm going to pull a tarot card from the Light Seers deck. And we'll just get the energy of the day from the Light Seers tarot. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you all. I haven't even read the comments, but I will go back on Podbean. And thank you, Crazy Lady. Thank you, everyone, for joining me on Instagram. I appreciate you. We got a few cards for the day. So, it's some pretty cards, you guys. And I always look up my tarot. Those of you who know me, I'm still learning the tarot exact meanings. This Light Seers deck is amazing that we can see visually. It shows us. But I'm going to look at it and see if my interpretation, because I mean, look at the beautiful cards. If you can see these on Instagram, look at the story. Now we have this beautiful girl here, the Eight of Swords, right? And she's got these in the mirror in front of her. She's got these ravens. It's all about the beak. If it's a orange beak, it's a crow. If it's a black beak, it's a raven. She's got these ravens with a string tied all around her, and she's blinded. She can't see what's tying her up, and she's got, she's just not, this perspective she has of herself is just torn up. But in reality, it's a perspective she sees of herself. It's not the truth. In actuality, she is actually free. But in her own eyes, in her reflection, she sees that she's all tied up, that something is keeping her from what she truly wants. That's telling me that you've been giving your strength away. We've been allowing someone else. It's a strength card in reverse is the next card. So strength card would mean you are getting your strength and your power in reverse. It means maybe you've been giving it away or allowing other things to have power over you. It's time to take that back. Take your power back. This last card that came out is the Seven of Wands. Notice she's sitting in a lotus position, and if you don't see it on Podbean, you will see it on Instagram. She is sitting in the meditation pose, and she's looking at the past, looking back at that energy, and she's getting her power back in my eyes, right? She's taking it back for, she's not allowing that to get in her way anymore. She's got all these beautiful options in front of her, these wands, her chakras. She's taking her energy back. And that is what that energy is to me. Now, I don't know the full meaning of the tarot deck, so I'm just going to leave it at that, actually. I usually read the book, but I'm not today. I feel confident in that story. Let's shift our perspective in the way we look at ourselves and gather our strength back. Don't allow the past or other people take away from what our power can be, what we can choose for ourselves, how we can manifest for ourselves, right? It's all in how we look at things. It's hard to let go of these attachments, but it is worth it. All right, so I'm going to scroll up and see how everyone is doing on the Podbean. I see Rob and Ninja and Lou. I see Capsie and Ashton. Thank you all. Bully, if you're still here, I don't know who's still here. I'll look, but I appreciate you all for joining me. We have 23. In actuality, I have 26 because we have these three small decks as well. It's a little just an insightful message that doesn't need any interpretation. However, I have 26 decks, so we can do a deck, a mini pull for people, or if you want to talk about your, if you have an interpretation, if you know the tarot and have a better interpretation for those three cards, you can join me on Podbean. I don't know if you could join on Instagram. So let's see. I'm just scrolling through. I apologize. Caps, there's no need to be upset. Be happy. All right, so if anybody would like a card, I can definitely pull you a card. Lou, simply because... Are you still drunk? forsaken is a good person. Lou 13. Forsaken heart, is that who followed you last night? Okay, now I'm going to connect with your authentic undrunk self. So I don't know if you're going to receive the message. Let's see, I got to count the cards. There's 4, 6, 8, 12, 13. That is the Sacred Forest Oracle deck. Oh, for sake. Interesting. Hi, Smoke. We were talking about you in Milton's podcast. I think a Sarah girl was wondering where you were. Ooh, that woke up Lyric. She was falling asleep. But we are going to shuffle for Lou. Now, if you guys have not been here when I do my readings, I am an intuitive card reader. I'm an intuitive energy healer, and I connect with your energy, with your guides, with whoever you believe is out there, whatever energy, or even you, to pull the message that you need. So there's a few people I read for regularly with just small messages that I'm able to simply just connect with. And guess what? Ooh. Ooh, it is 11:11. Make a wish. Make a wish. And Lou, guess what? One card. Only one. Can you believe? Only one. It is the meandering pathway. You need to get in the flow. It's number 6. There is a wizard, and he's got his staff, and at the top of the staff is just like this light. And there's a pathway in front of him, and so it's a well-worn pathway, yet there's something else that is lighting up, and he's looking that way. And it's like the flow isn't with the pathway that's already there. It's he's flowing with the light. He's flowing with the energy. He's allowing his energy to guide him. He's not getting in the way. He's not allowing anything else to get in his way. But he's allowing the flow. If he comes back to the path, he may. But he's enjoying his journey, is what I'm getting. He's looking and taking the scenic route. Maybe this is the energy you need to embody, or you're finally allowing yourself to embody instead of being headstrong and focused and all the way looking towards the future and not enjoying right now and being in the flow. You definitely need to just enjoy the now and be in the flow. So that's a beautiful card. When we allow ourselves to be in the flow, not stressed out about the weight of the past and not being so anxious about what's to come or how we can control it, some wonderful things happen. And that's something I'm proud of, that you're allowing yourself to be in the now and allowing life to flow for you instead of against you. All right. Is there anyone else who would like a little mini reading? If you guys would like to follow me, I got you, Rob, and see a card of the day for the collective. I also repost a nice little horoscope blurb and a few messages of the day on a regular basis. I post these to Instagram as well as Facebook. You can follow me at WholeEShift. Excuse me, I'm a little elevated. It is WholeEShift at WholeEShift. And I did change the TikTok from at @poetic_WholeEShift to simply at WholeEShift. Or you can go to my website to purchase a reading. I have 3 options for you to have a private reading if you don't want to have one in the chat or on live on Podbean or Instagram. You can go to wholeeshift.com. That is wholeeshift.com. Whole energy shift. Again, because holy shit, that gets intense, right? The whole rabbit hole, the spiral of life gets intense. So give me just a second. I need to grab a drink because I just need a drink. I'm going to walk over here. I will pull from the deck number 4 for Rob. Maybe I'm connecting with your energy, Rob, a little soon. All right. So deck number 4 would be the Wildwood Tarot. And so now I've just been allowing myself to use the tarot whenever, if I feel like I need to clarify with the book, I'll pull the book, but I'm trying to not force, but focus and allow myself to learn more of the tarot. Those of you that know me, I feel more confident in the oracle decks. The tarot holds this powerful tradition to it for me, and it was a little intimidating for the last since I've been reading, and so I've just been trying to push that fear aside and go with the excitement side of things. Just go with the flow, right? All right, Rob. We're shuffling the Wildwood Tarot. This deck, exactly, the imposter syndrome can be really, really intense. This Wildwood Tarot deck is the one I was gifted from my aunt, my mom's very best friend from me growing up, and we were there all the time, every day. And she found out that I was reading cards, and she sent me this deck. If you're on, oh, hi. She sent me this beautiful deck as well as this crystal when she found out, and I was super stoked. So I'm connecting with Rob to pull out his message. Again, just tell me 1 through 26 if you guys would like a mini reading. I'll pull a card. Or if more than one card comes out, I will read the cards just because that's what I do. Wow. So, lose energy, like splurted out onto Rob. Apologies. So, Eternity, I will definitely read you That's somebody on the Instagram. Give me a moment. So, I'm looking so far. These are all major arcana. And I'm not sure if I'll get the book and we can compare, but on the traditional Rider-Waite tarot, like 15. It's not death, right? What is it? It's the devil, maybe? But then there's the hooded man, who's number 9, and 17 is the pole star. So you've been going through some shit, is what this looks like, Rob, right? You've been dealing with some shit lately, and you're trying to release it, and you do see that light. It's shining for you, but it's like really frustrating trying to get through this. It's like you've been through the cold and trying to find your way, but like you're trying to light up something from your past, trying to see clearly something from your past. Let's see. You got 6 cards here, so bear with me, you guys. I'm going to try to be quick. But I try to be thorough. If you guys are here consistently with me, and I apologize, I haven't been as consistent as I should yet. If you are here with me consistently, you will get, if you get 6 to 8 cards, I'm going to read them all. So if you're my consistent listener, and I will do a mini reading for you every single time. If 6 to 10 cards come out, that's what I'm going to read for you. So I'm going to try to be quick, but I kind of want to get this real sense of the situation for Rob. And there's a couple other, there's another major arcana in there too. So the 15 is the guardian. And the guardian is the gateway of the dead. It's November 1st. He stands between the elements of water and earth, is associated with the waning moon. Over the centuries, there's been a lot of manipulation with the devil. So yes, this is the devil card. So you've got some shit that's been kind of giving you some irrational fears from childhood, maybe, and just fucking with some of your core wounds, and you've been trying to get through all this shit, and you see the light, you know that you can get through it, because you've been through a lot of shit. You've been through a lot of things. But you feel kind of trapped. You haven't been able to release that energy. And this is creativity reversed, 3 of Stones, right? So you haven't been able to completely allow yourself to channel your energy in a productive way. And it's the Sun of Life, number 19. So let's see. That to me is the sun, right? The traditional sun card. But it's reversed. So your light hasn't been able to shine. It hasn't been able to allow your awareness to connect with the whole, to see clearly the reasons why you've been through this trauma, okay? To allow yourself to be that creative self. Know that that light is going to continue to shine for you. You are the one. Are you looking on Instagram too? I don't know if you're still there, but you're the one that can play with that fire. You've just got to find how, Rob. Did you draw before? What did you do before that you know how to play with this to get it going a little bit more, to spark that fire and get it roaring, right? You've got the tools right there. You're hiding in that cave. You're not coming out of it to allow your light to shine out there. Yeah, there's that shit. There's the storm out there. But you've got the fire. You've got the light to shine, to keep you warm, to allow yourself to flip upside down and create what you want. Whether it be your creative outlet or creating the life you want. Or allowing that healer to come out of you. Because I know that's there too. So I'm going to leave that there. That was a personal message. But yeah. So I've got, if I don't know if, where's that gal? Or Gry. Eternity? If Eternity is on the Instagram, let me know, and let me know what numbered deck you would like. And I will pull from there. Thank you again to all of you on Podbean for joining me. I am Poetic, also known as Shauna. You can connect with me at www.holeshift.com. That's WHOLEESHIFT.com, Whole Energy Shift. All my links for TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that are there. I may have to switch the TikTok actually now that I think of it, but it is at Whole E Shift on TikTok to find me there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those. Whatever deck. Okay, so I'm going to go with this deck because I don't know. It is the third deck, and that is the Starseed Oracle deck. Hi, Tweetie. I don't know if you're here in my... let's see who's here in Podbean. Hanny, WVS, Michael McDonough, Lou Rock, Blunt Ninja, Rob Caps Antica. Yes, I do mini readings on the Podbean T-Gun, but I also do full readings, personal readings, if you are called to have one of those. I'm going to be pulling for Eternity on Instagram. When I do my readings, Eternity, I'm sorry for the shaking, I'm just trying to read. I ask you to open your energy and allow me to connect with you to pull whatever message from Jah, God, Infinite Being, the Universe Source, your higher self, whatever you consider it to be from out there. Allow me to pull a message for you. Now, I prefer not to hear questions or anything like that. If you have a question or anything, you go ahead and hold it in your heart and in your mind, and I will connect with that energy and pull whatever message it is. You can tell me if I was accurate or not, but it's up to you. Welcome, Shorty. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle. I'm not sure who Eternity is, and that's why I gave that description. Most of the Podbean listeners, that's what's on the picture on Instagram Live. Most of the Podbean listeners know how I do my readings, yet. Thank you. And as well, if any of you are on the Podbean and want to follow me on Instagram on the live and see pictures of the cards, you can do that as well. So I don't read any of these cards in reverse simply because they are oracle cards. I have got three cards that came out for you, Eternity. And we're going to take them. So, I will show you each card. But the message I'm getting is you are a creative person. Whether you sing, whether it's dancing, whether it is art, whether you build something, I'm not sure. Yet I'm getting that you need to share your creation with the world, whatever it may be. You need to trust that you have all that you need here now. It's not going to be, oh, when I get this, I can do that. No. Trust that you are protected. That those who are supporting you are completely loyal to you. And that you will be successful when you allow yourself to create and share that creation. So I'm going to show you the cards. It is Well and Orca Elders. Share your song, frequency of sound, diving deep. So if this is a question, I would say yes. The next card is your life's canvas, artist, manifestation, creative accountability. You create your life as well. You can manifest what you want. So keep in mind what you want. You don't want to fail. So don't say, oh, I'm going to have this business, but what if I fail? Well, the universe sees fail, fail, fail. It doesn't see if I fail, I don't want to fail. No, the universe source, it sees just black and white. It just sees the failure. It doesn't see not wanting to or wanting to. So what you have to do, what our key is to keep that picture of what we want in our minds and in our thoughts instead of all the bad stories that could possibly happen. You are supported. You have those that you need around you. You are protected. Even if you can't really see them, I feel like you can. There is somebody supporting you in the physical realm, yet you have a lot of energetic support out there. Your soul guides, your light family, your star brothers, whatever you consider. All right. So, Supergirl Sarah, thank you for coming in. JP was here. You missed Smoke. Isn't that funny? I told him that you were too. That you were asking about him. So, I don't see if anyone else was saying a deck number. If you were wanting a mini reading as well, tell me the number. I have 26 decks. So you go ahead and choose whichever you would like. So, yes, you are. Share your creativity. Share your healing energy with the world. Share your song. The Whale Oracle, the Whale and Orca Elders. The Star Brothers, your life is a canvas. It is what you choose it to be. So if you choose to stay in the life that you are living, that's your choice. But you can create your life as a healer. We are in a multiverse. And yeah, you could say Facebook is the metaverse and all this stuff. Okay, we are in a multidimensional universe. So it's a multiverse, right? Not universe. We can create and choose the path that we would like to follow in our lives. So if we choose the path of comfort and safety, then we're going to be shrinking ourselves to stay stuck in the here and now. If we choose to rise and share our true selves, we are going to grow and achieve the amazing success that we can picture in our minds, that we dream of. But it's whatever we focus on, that energy is what you're going to pull the reality towards you. So remember that. Thank you, Eternity. I appreciate you and your confirmation that that was correct. Okay, so let's see. Oh my goodness, Shorty, you are a sweetheart. I appreciate you. I am not sure if he is coming back or not. I got a super fan named Shodai. I love you, girl. I appreciate you. All right. So, is there anyone out there that would like a card? All right. Which one? So, we've got 1 through 26. Do you like my new setup? If you can see it, Shorty, you can see my setup. You see? It's a little messy that way if I keep going, so I'm not going to keep going. But I got all the cars. I got like a couple of these shelves, smaller ones here, and it has all the decks. Then I have my singing bowl, the big one, and the baby one. And I got my sage and all that good stuff. Isn't it? I can't do this metal one one-handed. All right. So which deck would you like, Shorty? I will definitely leave the recording for you, and I see what you said, Shorty. I will post this later. All right, so we've got 6, 9, 7. Ooh, the whispers of love. Shorty got the whispers of love today. This is one of my most favorite decks. Look at this. Okay, so we'll switch that real quick. This is just the bottom of the deck, but I'll shuffle for you. Isn't this beautiful? I love the meaning and the symbolism in the cards. So we're going to shuffle. Hi, Ellie. How are you? It's been so long. Do you ever get on the bean anymore? The pod bean? I'm going to shuffle for Shorty right now. We've got one of our, from 2020, I believe. I haven't really seen her much, but I don't get on there much. Shuffle these cards. I'm trying, you guys. These cards are really big, and then I got baby booty in my arms, too. She'll wake up if I'm shuffling and she's on the bed, but if I shuffle and talk with her in my arms, she's like, I'm good, I can sleep. So, Eternity, it's very far between that I've got on Instagram. I think it's the second time. I have a podcast on Podbean that I I do more frequently, but I'm trying to do both of them now at the same time. I may do some surprise Instagram lives because I am able to do video and show my surroundings, and I live in an amazing, beautiful area. And so sometimes I may take my bowl and do a meditation out in nature on the Instagram live so that we can save that and go back to that later. But yeah, I will definitely come back on Instagram more often since I'm seeing more of you visiting me, and I appreciate that. So, Shorty, allow me to connect with your energy, Mama, and we'll get you your message. Remember that we create the love we allow in our life through our energy, right? You are now allowing things to happen for you and allowing your energy to fully manifest. You're not shrinking yourself. You have our emotions are energy in motion. And you were stuck for a while. But you've allowed them to fully release in a way that is kind of new for you. And this is the number 9. You're accepting them for what they are, and it is what it is, and you're going to allow that energy to flow and not hold on to it. Just remember to completely feel that shit. Now, you are powerful. Stay in the flow. That is the theme of the day. Keep moving forward. I'm going to stay moving forward. But you've got to slow down. Allow things to unfold for you, okay? Feel your feelings and allow those things to come up and embrace new love and new possibilities. But slow down and enjoy the here, the now, the present moment. Now, I'm going to be able to show this on Instagram, so I'm not sure where you're at. I think you're still there. But there was this screenshot I took yesterday. Take what serves you, leave what does not. Shift your focus. Don't allow your present moment to be consumed by the past or the future. Enjoy right now. Do you see that? I don't know if you can, here, let me try to get clear. Can you see that? I can try to send it to you too. But, yeah. Stay present right now. Allow yourself to feel these things. Go with the flow. But enjoy it as well. The number 9 can be completion. Again, rebirth, renewal. Embrace the goddess within. I think you already do, but just a confirmation of that. All right. I so love that I've had so many of you join me today. It's awesome. I don't know if any one of you would like a reading. So if there's any more of you that would like me to pull for you, let me know. Hi, vegan. Let's see. I know Shorty. I'm double checking on... Okay, that's clear. Nobody on the Instagram. Sorry for shaking at you guys. All All right, Henny, I will pull you a card. You let me know which deck. All right. Rob is taking his power back, is what he is doing right now. He sees the light, he knows he's powerful, but he's got to take it. All right, so I'm sorry. Let me see, Hanny, you said 18. That is the Enchanted Map Oracle deck. This is a nice deck, too. So do an underscore then, or do it with a Y, or do some weird shit. Come on now, you can get creative. You can watch this all on Instagram, even this, like, I don't know if you can read the chat, but it's there. Excuse me. All right, let me grab a drink again. I'm still organizing behind me, so this front part looks nice and peaceful and quiet and serene. There's a little chaos behind me, not too much. I'm going to clean that up today. We are shuffling for Hanny. So Hanny, allow my energy to connect with yours in order to pull a message from wherever you need it to come from, my dear. Sorry, I'm loud today. Rob's gonna get his butt kicked because he thinks he knows me. All right, so Hanny, you've got some energy going. Lou's really calm today, whereas there's a lot of energy going on in other places. And we've got some repeating numbers, which I love. So you've got 27, you've got number one. So 27 is nine, so that's third nine. And the universe works in three, sixes, and nines, right? Just saying. We've got a 1, we've got 10, so that's two ones that are repeating. There's a 5, there's an 11, so that's 11, 11, 1, 1, 11. And 44, which can reduce to 8, but 44 is also a repeating number, so... We just had this card yesterday on my card of the day, which is home. What truly makes you feel like home? What connects you to your source, to the energy of all, to... Now, the bone collector is the one that has collected all the memories and the energies of the past, yet she doesn't hold on to the negative energy. She's able to transmute it. And if you're able to see these cards... It'd be amazing. I'm sorry if you're not on the... Hi, Yana. Y'all Podbean people that remember, Yana is on our Instagram right now. The Bone Collector collects all the memories and thoughts and tokens of the past and the energy that they harness as well, right? But she's able to transmute it and remember her power. time is on her side. She has all these things at her disposal. She is a powerful collector. You have to find your home. You don't have to collect these things to have your home. Your home is your energy where you are now. It may seem like your whole life is coming apart. This is the 46, which is like the, it comes back around rebirth, right? Is, the cycle of life, creation, birth, death, rebirth. Things are coming apart for you right now, but know that it's only creating space for something better, okay? Comes back to the happy golden palace, 23, number 5. It's change. Once you come to the ending, you come to a change. You're no longer the person you were before. You've had to shift your energy. You've had to allow things to have their place, right? You're allowing them to go on their way and you're allowing new things to come. And that will bring you some amazing things. This golden palace is your creation. The roots may be dark and deep, if you could see this card, but underneath or above the roots is the green shrubs of these, the bushes around this palace, right? It's fertile and it's got all these amazing things for you. You're able to realize that you are strong. You are able to come back to your sacred source and pull yourself through all the shit to get to what you truly want, to what your eye is, your prize. You've got to find your peace. The sacred pool is after the golden palace. You are strong. The strength is 44. She's holding the world in her hands in the strength card. In the sacred pool, she's just allowing herself to be in that energy, right? Remembering her strength. So find home within. You are strong. You are powerful. You have that peace within you. Allow the shit to happen around you. Your golden palace within. Finding that peace and that sacred space within will give you the strength to create it outwardly. I hope that makes a little sense for you, Hanny. I go on a story and then I get lost. I hope it makes sense. Okay, good. I'm glad. Sometimes I start to tell these stories and I'm like, wait, it's getting a little too detailed and am I really connecting correctly? And then I just like to know for sure. All right, Yana, would you like a card? Or would anybody else like a card before we shift this, take this pod to an ending? We've been here about an hour now. I completely all appreciate all of you for showing up today. I will get as consistent as life allows me to, and I am creating the life I want, right? I am going to do more lives. Tomorrow I plan to go for a little walk slash hike somewhere out in the beautiful area that I live in, and I will take you all on a little bit of a journey on Instagram Live if you join me there, and maybe bring a bowl and do a meditation or something. But I will definitely show you around the beauty that I am able to enjoy. Thank you all for coming. Remember to shift your focus from the negative things that are going around to within. Remember that you are source energy embodied in human form. We all are connected. We all are very powerful creators. We create this world we live in. All together, we create this world we live in. So, not just for you, but for all we love, for all we care about, even those that are having a hard time and we don't particularly like. Let's try to send love and light to all so we can create a world full of love and light. As hard as it may be able to picture, we are powerful and we are able to create that within and without. I love you all. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.